This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Oh Lord, why is me? But the Lord, man, thank God for these messages. He led me here. He said, look, things are happening to the wise and the foolish. But the difference is the rock. And Jesus Christ is the rock. I'm praying that you have your faith based on God's word, not on anything that you've built, not on your American dream. All of this stuff don't mean nothing. All this stuff you are gathering, you can't take it with you. The only thing that's going to matter is how did you build? Because the test is coming. Oh my, good Lord. The test is going to come. And are you going to be able to stand? Or when will you crumble? Will you fall because you found out that you weren't built upon the rock? You were built upon sand. Many of you out there are still playing with God, thinking that you're going to heaven. And boy, these messages have been clear. And as Jesus dismounts here from the Sermon on the Mount, he tells us the final warning. He said, he that heareth and doeth, those are the one that will stand. Many of you are hearing, but you're still in sin. You still cannot come out of sin. If you cannot come out of sin, you're in sin. And you have not the power of Christ. Here's what he says in John chapter 1 verse 12. I want you to get it. John chapter 1 verse 12. He says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I don't want you to say that you are a Christian and you're still in sin. You have lied to yourself. You have been tricked by the wicked one, because it's clear God has given you the power to say no to sin. And if you can't say no to sin, you're none of his. It's that simple. He wants you to say, hey, have I decided to die to myself? Not my will, but your will be done. If you're not at that point, you're not there. I love it when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, going to the cross, knowing that he was going to die. He kneeled down and prayed with grief. He was saying, Father, if it be possible, remove this cup. But he says, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Friend, I want to tell you, you have to get to the point that is not about you. It's about Christ. Are you there? You have to be in the place to say, the Bible says, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. I want you to get this. You only live by dying. You have not begun to live until you die. I want you to think about that. Have you died to yourself? The simple fact is that we must believe on Jesus Christ. All these works, all these good things you think you're doing, matters nothing. Just like Jesus said in the message last week, he said he's going to say to many, depart from me, I never knew you. Do you know Christ? It's your time today. I'll ask you the question. What have you been building on? Are you built upon the rock of Jesus Christ? Or are you built upon church attendance, tithing to the church, being baptized, treating your neighbors right, doing this and doing that? The Bible says all of your righteousness or as filthy rags. He says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of you.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.